All right, Tom.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
Fantastic. You excited for today's show?
Yeah, yeah.
Great. It looks like we've got... Oh, okay. We really couldn't book anyone better than this?
No.
I've been asking you for celebrities.
Funny thing is,
yeah.
I don't know any, but I do know two dusty children.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, right. Let's do this. Coming to you live for the first time ever, it's Radio Go! This week on the show, Dusty Children, Flatley and Cribbins. Plus music from Starfucker and MGMT. All that and much more on Radio Go with your host, Riley Ray! Thanks so much for tuning in. Great to have you. Good to see you. Appreciate you wherever you are out there in the world, just taking a little bit of time out of your day, just a half hour to enjoy this nonsense, whatever this turns out to be. Later on in the show, we've got some special guests coming up. Really excited about this. You might have seen them on TV if they've ever been on TV. I don't know. You might have heard them on Spotify if they happen to be musicians, but I suspect that they're not. We'll see, we'll find out. It's our first duo appearance here on Radio Go, which I'm really excited for, the dynamic duo known as Flatley and Cribbins. They sound to me, just from their names, I know, as I mentioned, that they're Dusty Children, but they sound like a variety act. They sound like a maybe an old school vaudeville or something, or maybe a pair of magicians, certainly from a bygone era with names like that. I'm assuming that Flatley and Cribbins are not Gen Z. I'm assuming that they're not Zoomers. Then again, what do I know about children? Nothing, really. Maybe that's what kids are being called these days. Producer Tom taking copious notes as I make suggestions for baby names. Flatley and Cribbins, great. Can't wait to talk to them. But you are listening to Radio Go. I'm Riley Routh. I'm your host. And wherever you are in the world, I one thing I'm always curious about, and you can call in and let us know, but I've always wondered what time of day it is when people listen to this show, because of course we are global and we're broadcasting live at the same time every single week here from Radio Go Towers. But depending on where you are, it's possible that it's the middle of the night and that you're staying up late just to listen to Radio Go. I used to do that when I was a kid, listen to radio shows past my bedtime. Colin Murray's show on Radio 1, that's true. That's not funny. That's just a real thing that I did as a young child. might go some way to explaining why I am the way I am. But that's really for me and a therapist to work out. But maybe you're out there. Maybe you're cooking your breakfast. Maybe I'm accompanying you as you make your morning eggs. If that's the case, I'll have mine poached. By which I mean, I want you to go out into the forests, find some eggs and shoot them. as one might a pheasant. No, not really. Obviously, I would like my eggs baked. By which I mean smoking pot until you're no longer conscious. No, I'm kidding. Not really. I'd like my eggs fried. By which I mean smoking pot until you're no longer conscious. No, not really. I'd like my eggs boiled. By which I mean growing out of my face in a pustule until they reach a level where it becomes intensely satisfying to pop them. There was a trend for a little while, maybe there still is, but certainly there was a little while where my algorithm and frankly my friends were pushing boil popping videos or zit spot popping videos. That was a thing that people were into, and I personally never understood the appeal of that. It sounds gross. It's gross when it happens to me. I don't know what people get out of it when they see other people doing it. I guess there's a certain tactile, like, feeling to it, but I wouldn't even call it pleasure, right? It's just unpleasant. God, I hope you're not making your breakfast while listening to this. otherwise that boil run is really, really not gonna do the job. In any case, I appreciate you listening out there, whatever time of day it is for you. We've got so many amazing things coming up. Not one, but two Dusty Children will be on the show later. And not one, but two different songs will be played. The first one coming up right now, this is from Starfucker, which is spelled S-T-R-F-K-R, for censorship reasons and maybe just because it sounds cool. Oh, you know what? Actually, this is a vowel-free guarantee. None of the artists we play on today's show will have vowels in their names. Yeah, right now we're playing Starfucker. Later we'll play a song from Management. But for now, this is a song called Malmo here on Radio Go.
Good.
Thank you. Not too shabby, I thought.
Yeah, the listenership did drop.
In real time?
Yeah, like actually...
You have those figures?
Yeah, I have those figures. Yeah. It was at a good amount. And then when you started talking about popping...
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it kind of dropped off.
I got on a train of thought. Have you seen those videos?
Yeah.
They're so unpleasant. I don't... Like, it's for me, in terms of the tier list of unpleasant videos,
yeah,
it's like that.
What's the top?
Like, right-wing reactionary videos where they debate the left, and it's one guy debating 12 guys in a circle.
Oh, yes.
There's something weirdly sexual about that, isn't there?
Yeah.
Do you ever get that? You get that sense?
I get that. It's like a circle jerk onto one
it is,
guy,
and they it
all
is. It's
they
like
all
a...
hate the one guy.
Yeah, I know, yeah. And I think that there's, I don't know, something ritualistic, something deeply intimate. I feel kind of more uncomfortable watching those than I do.
I don't feel comfortable talking about them.
Fair enough.
But you forgot one other way of making the eggs, and that is hard boiled.
Oh,
by which I mean solving a murder down in Chicago.
Yeah. Damn, you're so right.
Yeah,
you're so right.
As I always am.
I don't like hard-boiled eggs.
I don't like hard-boiled detectives, but here we are.
Really? Because you do a great impression of one.
I know, it's a curse.
Oh, that is a sad curse. Yeah. But I feel like you would, I don't know, something about you makes me think that you would do well in that environment, by which I mean New York in Prohibition era.
Yeah, no, well...
Dealing with trauma from the war.
Funny enough, that's something my mum told me.
Is it?
A while ago, yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
What did you, what did you decide to do about it?
Well, I wrote it in my diary.
Oh, God, no. No, not again.
And,
please.
Well, maybe we'll get to that.
You've called in your favour, my friend. You are not appearing on the show again.
Damn.
Yeah, listen, it's just not happening.
It had been 2 weeks since the dame came over to my office. She said, "Hey, Schmutz, want to work on a murder?" And I said, "Yeah, that's my job. I'm a police officer, detective."
I'm sorry, Tom, can I stop?
Not a PI, not a private investigator.
Is this your diary you're reading from, or is this your original novel?
Aren't they the same thing?
Mm.
If you think about it.
Wait, hold on, I'm thinking about it. No, they're not the same thing.
If you'd like me to continue.
No, I'm afraid we don't have time. We're coming back. Nice try. We're not getting you on the air this time.
Well, that's a shame.
Welcome back to Radio Go. That was Malmo by Starfucker. Hope you enjoyed that song. Do you know, regardless of the time of day, there are no censorship rules on the frequency that plays Radio Go. So I can say Starfucker as much as I want. So that was Starfucker with Starfucker by Starfucker. Coming up next, we have a pair of, it says here, Dusty Children. And they're they're just coming into the studio. Oof, that is quite the cloud. Please welcome to the show, Flatchley and Cribbins.
Why, Mister? How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. Hello.
Hello, I'm Flatchley.
Okay, hi, Flatchley. Nice to
Flatchley.
Flatchley or Fletchley? I've got it written as Flatchley.
You're saying it wrong. It's Flatchley.
I can't tell
Flatchley.
Which...
He's clearly saying Flatchley.
That's what
you
I...
You shut up, Cribbins!
All right. Oh, whoa. Oh, kids, this is already getting a little bit nasty. So, you're Cribbins.
Don't talk down to me. I pay my taxes.
You do? What about you, Flatchley? Do you pay taxes?
Of course I do.
All right, okay, listen. Children, please.
Whoa, stop with this talking down.
I didn't talk down, I just said you're children. You are children, right? I've got you described as dusty children.
We're old enough to be doing our fair bit of labour.
Old enough to swing a pick. Old enough not to be called a children.
Okay, excuse me, gentlemen. In that
thank
case.
You. Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome to Radio Go. Did you say you swing a pick?
I work down the mines. I'm one of the kids. I recently upgraded. I used to be one of those kids that they tied to the doors to make sure the doors were held open.
That's not a thing.
It's absolutely a thing. It's absolutely
that's a
thing.
That's a real job, that is.
Human doorstop.
Aye.
Okay.
I'm not doorstop.
No, they, well, you keep a door open and you are a human.
They have to make sure that the doors are all open.
Yeah.
And so they leave the little kids with the doors, but they don't want to waste light on them. So they're not given a light. So they don't get lost, they tie them to the doors.
So you
but
don't
I've graduated
want...
from that. I survived long enough.
How many years were you doing that?
Three.
3 years.
I started when I was 2.
Oh my goodness.
And now, I get to move the small rocks.
That's very impressive, Flatchley. Okay, Cribbins, what about you? You also work down mines?
No, I go up a chimney.
You go up a chimney.
They give me a brush and I go up there. They give me this face mask so that I don't inhale any dust.
All right, well, that's
good.
And
then for 2 hours a day, I go up there, give it a little dust.
Mm. I really wish I had one of those face masks at the moment, actually, because this
yeah,
is...
Yeah, you should unionise. That's what we did.
Now, oh. Face mask for the week. I don't need a face mask when I go down the mines.
Oh, Flatchley, are you unionised? Is the mine a union workplace? Because the chimneys are.
Sometimes we get pickaxes after we're done at work, which is at 11 a.m.
You get pickaxes?
Well, we go down the mines and we try and collapse the mine on you lot.
No! I'm telling on you.
Oh, that's what you get for not being unionised.
Whoa. For Cribbins, Flatchley, I'm going to need temperatures to come down
I'm
here.
I'm fucking happy.
Whoa.
I'll collapse a mine on your head.
Okay, look. Look.
I'll hit you with my pickaxe.
Okay, this is getting very, very nasty. I need to get this under
control.
You can
swing a pickaxe, you're too malnourished.
I mean, neither of you look...
I've got dental insurance.
Neither of you look healthy. Look, okay, I'm going to have to take you one at a time. Okay?
You don't look healthy.
Wow, rude, first of all. Flatchley.
Sorry, I didn't mean that.
Cribbins. No, shit, I'm getting you two of you mixed up already.
I'm Flatchley.
Yes, and you're Cribbins?
That's right.
Okay, Cribbins.
Hello.
I wasn't aware that there was much call for chimney sweeping in the year 2025.
Well, okay, do you live in a house?
Yes, I live in a house.
Has it got a chimney?
No.
That's pretty unusual. Most houses have. A lot of people tend to brick them up, but they still got to be swept.
I guess I have a chimney, yeah. But
yeah, well, there you go. I sweep it.
What? But I'm pretty sure it's blocked at, like, both sides.
That's what you think.
It is what I...
Hold on. You got a basement?
Yes.
Do you know about the basement underneath the basement? Is that how we get in?
Basement 2?
City Council pays as we go up every chimney.
Through the secret second basement.
2 hours a day, appropriate PPE, and a good working condition.
Your taxes pay for this.
They do?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I had no idea about that.
$55,000 a year I make. That's pretty, with dental insurance.
That's pretty good going, man. Yeah. That's great. All right, well, listen, I'm very happy for you, but I do have to say, that sounds like a bit of a waste of money, because it doesn't actually matter if my chimney is not swept. Like, I don't think I would notice the difference.
You don't know what happened last time we went on strike?
Oh, I
don't. Do you remember COVID?
Yes, I...
Let's not have that happen again, eh?
When COVID happened, I was... That was when I was still on door duty.
Yes.
And they left me down there. everyone went up because they said we wasn't allowed in the mines anymore. They yeah. all went up.
Except for
And
you?
I was still there attached to the door.
Oh my God.
I spent the whole of COVID in that mine.
Flatchley, that's horrible.
You should unionise, mate.
Yeah, well, Flatchley, hold on. I want to turn to you now because these sound like horrible working conditions. Certainly a far cry from the chimney sweeps. You work in a mine. What mine? What are you mining? What are the materials?
Mostly rocks.
Yeah, I know that's how mining works. You mostly mine rocks, but
I don't know. You look like a layperson.
But I appreciate that you do it to get to a certain specific valuable mineral. What are you mining for?
Well, they say there used to be there's some shiny rocks in there that we want.
Yeah.
But my eyes have been blinded by years and years of cave dust, so I've never seen the shiny rocks before.
Wait, so you're blind? You can't see anything right now?
No. Oh. Well, I can see vague shapes, but not shiny things.
Well, that explains your dress sense.
I've heard dark rumours about them mines.
Oh, really? What kind of dark rumours, Cribbins?
Apparently they're always digging too greedily and too deep.
Really?
You don't know what you're talking about, Cribbins.
Yeah.
You don't know. You just go down in the little weird chimneys.
Yeah, what
you
happened
don't
to...
know danger.
What happened to that wizard what used to go down with you?
You don't talk about the wizard.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
You don't know anything.
All right, kids, I'm going to need you to simmer down again, okay? Things are getting a little bit heated and we're going to need to take a break. Can you both maybe stick around for a little bit? We could maybe talk to you a bit more as long as you're willing to play nice.
Yeah, I put it in my contract now. I don't have to spend much more time with him, no.
My work day's done. My bills are paid.
All right. Look, we're going to listen to another song here. This is a throwback. You probably know this one. It's a banger. Always worth listening to. This is Kids by Management, or MGMT as it's spelled, right here on Radio Go.
Oh, I like this one, right? It's good.
Amazing how it appeared on my playlist this morning, as if by magic, Tom.
Mm.
I can't help but notice you got in before me today.
Well, yeah. Well, we've had a few. We won't get into that. But we've had a few emails in during that interview.
Great, good engagement.
Well, confusion.
Oh.
Mainly.
Someone, what kind of confusion?
Someone thought that they listened, that they tuned into LBC.
Really? Yeah. That was the impression that we were giving?
Yeah.
We don't usually go this political, I suppose.
No, but also, someone else also confused thought they tuned into BBC archival footage.
It is amazing that that radio station exists.
Yeah, I know,
where
right?
they just play archival footage 24 hours a day.
Just interviews.
That's
kind
of a dream job.
You know,
actually.
Where they talk to the youth, the people on the street about things that are happening. And it's like, oh, where do you go down to discos? It's like, I think I always like going because it's really fun. It's a good place to hang out with your friends, you know. And people tell us not to, but we do it anyway. It's very nice. Like that kind of thing.
Exactly. You know, we should bring those back.
Yeah, we should.
Maybe we should get you out on the street.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, and go do some questioning.
Yeah.
What are the big issues? I mean, we don't want to get too political, I suppose. Should we ask people about discos?
Yeah, I want to ask people about discos.
Tom, you go take your mic down to the street,
okay,
and let us know if you find anybody interesting, and we'll patch you in, hey?
All right, yeah.
Sounds like a plan.
Cool.
So, Cribbins.
What?
Yeah, you doing okay? You need a glass of water or anything?
No, I'm quite dusty, but internally I'm the appropriate amount of moisture.
Okay.
They bring us bottled water.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
You're getting bottled water.
Yeah, you need to join a union, mate.
Fuck, maybe we do.
Language, Flatchley.
It's really good.
You can't tell me what to do. I've got a job.
Yeah, but you're still
I'm a real adult. I'm a real adult. I'm 7 years old.
You're seven. You can't talk like that.
Stop talking down to him. He's got a hard life. He'll only live to 14 at this rate.
Oh, my God.
I'm lucky to have lived this long.
All right, listen, guys. I'm going to need you to just keep it quiet for a moment because we're going to come back in from a song, all right?
All right.
All right.
Hold on. Could you both just say all right one more time?
All right.
All right.
It's weirdly similar in my in my headphones. I could have sworn one of you was from the north for a minute.
I've been pretty consistent with my accent.
Dude, I'm from the Midlands. It's a weird mix.
Try saying this.
It's only cock at bloody estate.
See if that helps.
It's only cock at bloody estate.
Like that.
Okay, give me a second. I just have... It's only cock at bloody estate.
Hey.
Not How bad. Was that?
There you go. you've immediately come back to my accent again.
It's good, but it is the only thing you can say.
It's like it's bleeding.
All right, listen.
Why don't you have my accent and I'll have yours?
Hold on.
We've
is
trained
this a,
for a day.
Is this a late
it's in... only cock at bloody estate.
Is this a late in the game
it's
accent?
It's only cock at bloody estate.
Is this a late in the game accent switch?
Are you up for it?
All right, then, let's do it. You need to join a union, mate.
Are you Northern?
You need to join a union, mate. Yeah.
I don't know.
Let me go that. Rochdale. Burr. Kerr. Durr.
Oh, I'll just fucking do it.
Welcome back to Radio Go. That was Kids by Management on Radio Go. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm your host, Riley Routh. I'm joined here in the studio by a pair of dusty children, Flatchley.
What?
And Cribbins.
What? Did you play Kids because of us?
No, it actually just appeared on my playlist as if by magic. I don't know. What? I don't know why. I've learned by now not to call you Kids because you seem to take that.
We're
personally.
Not kids.
Well,
we're...
I know, but listen.
I'm a man.
Pay my tax.
Before we get back to you two, we are going to have to. We have a little segment. I've sent producer Tom down onto the street to gather people's opinions about disco. So let's see if he's learned about anything exciting. Tom, what have you got?
Oh, hi, Riley. Yeah, coming at you live on Radio Go.
I know, you sound like you're on the street.
Down on the street, yes. Yes. So
have you got someone there?
Yeah. Hello. Hi, just one second. Yep.
Hello.
Hi. I'm just doing a bit for Radio Go. You might have heard of us on the radio.
Yes, I think I might have heard of you, yes. I think I've listened to you sometimes on my iPod.
Babe, we've got to go. We don't have time for this. We've got to get to your child.
Well, it's okay.
We've got to get to your niece's baptism.
We can wait for a minute.
Just one second. We're just sort of gathering sort of opinions and stuff like that on discos for some reason. What are your opinions on discos?
I quite like to go to the disco. I think sometimes it's quite fun.
Babe, the car's running, babe.
Chill out. It's going to be fine. So, yes, I quite like the disco, but I do think there's sometimes there's sort of rough types there. You know, I think there's something dangerous about, you know, a group of, you know, you don't want anyone to go in there too young. So I do think maybe there should be ID'd on the door. And I think there's nothing wrong with a little bit of fun.
Babe, we don't have time. We've got to go.
Chill out, Darren.
Listen, if you don't get in this car right now, I'm going to drive away without you.
Darren, I swear to God. I'm so sorry about that.
That's all right. That's all right. I think we're going to go back to the studio now, Riley. That was a woman and her boyfriend who looked suspicious, like Eric Cartman, but from London. So
is that right?
Yeah.
Great. Well, thanks for getting
that
those.
Was that.
Thanks
I'll
for getting,
come back up now.
Thanks for getting those opinions, Tom.
Radio Go.
Boy, shouldn't have given him a microphone. That was a horrible idea. Anyway, look, we're back in the studio here. Flatchley, Cribbins, have you had a chance to
sort out your?
I know you are.
I'm Cribbins.
Yeah, don't worry. It's been established. Your names and voices
right.
are extremely
what?
Consistent.
Oh, I think I've found my northern again.
Have you? Are you sure?
Oh.
You're certainly...
All right.
Circling it like a mouse around a drain.
I said I'm from the Midlands.
Yeah, here's the thing. You think you found it, but every time Cribbins talks, you lose it again.
I think you're in the sea
I
somewhere.
Hate Cribbins.
I'm wondering if Cribbins has cast a magic spell that means that every time that you talk...
Cribbins, you bastard!
You sound like him.
I haven't cast a spell because that would be too high concept.
I know
concept.
What you like, Cribbins.
Yeah. We're doing low concept.
We wouldn't want high concept,
oh,
would
yeah,
we?
We were told in low concept.
That's true. Just a pair of dusty children.
Do you know what? I feel like you could have you've grouped us together there,
yeah.
And you've called us children, and you've focused on the fact that the particular labour that we do happens to make us dusty.
Well,
I should have come in my Sunday best.
That would have been, I appreciate it.
I am wearing my Sunday best.
Oh boy, really?
You need to join a union, mate.
I'll be honest with you, Flashley, Cribbins, excuse me.
Don't confuse us. We're very different, and I've got a northern accent.
I've got more money. And an actual Sunday best.
You are actually earning quite a lot.
You're extremely.
I was given threepence on Thursday.
And you're earning more than me, and I'm a famous radio show host.
I don't think threepence is even an accepted currency subdivision anymore.
It's really hard to get sweets at the local shop with threepence.
I was in a threepence once. It was very emotionally difficult to navigate.
Yeah, you got to manage your timetable.
You do.
It's difficult.
Yeah, it's very important. Listen, Flatchley, I assumed that you knew Cribbins before you came in. Is that like you seem to have an existing animus? Where did the two of you meet?
At a child labour convention.
Yeah, I was born there, and I came out, and he immediately took a dislike to me.
I took one look at those eyes, and I said, "That's a bastard right there."
How old were you at this time?
I was 3. I'd just started working on my door shift.
Yeah.
Oh, well, no, I'd started when I was 2. But like,
yeah, let's keep this internally consistent, for God's sake.
Sorry. But
relatively recently.
I was relatively recently had started at my door job.
Yeah.
And I was like, I should probably, you know, do some networking.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to this child labour convention. Mm. I saw this bastard.
Being,
I was in a
being
basket
born.
As well.
He was
in
a baby.
He was. He was in a basket of all things, lazy bugger.
So I still had a tube attached to me.
So your mother
was at
the child labour convention, 9 months pregnant, ready to give birth.
I was still umbilically entwined.
Couldn't even be asked to chop the cord. Lazy.
I didn't have any teeth.
You learned to use a pair of scissors. Those child scissors that have got the wiggly lines on
I
them.
Think
the
I
man was the keynote speaker at the convention.
on what subject? What area
you
of expertise?
You were a keynote speaker.
Joining a bloody union.
Sure, yeah.
It was embarrassing. It was embarrassing.
Flatchley, can I venture a suggestion here?
Aye.
Cribbins over here is clearly doing very well for himself, is in a good job, has a lot of great benefits, a lot of pay, and looks a whole lot better for it. But is significantly younger than you. Yeah. I mean, relative to the rest of your life. My point is it not possible that maybe you're feeling a little bit of insecurity in your own position that you're projecting outward onto Cribbins?
How dare you! I don't have a single feeling. I've never had a feeling. I've only known darkness.
I'll collapse of mine on your head, you bloody non-union bow.
Oh, you
pipe
down.
Oh, boy. Okay. Oh, the kids are getting a little nasty.
It.
No.
I'll stick a pickaxe
I'll
right
crush
in
you
your
beneath
skull.
The earth.
Oh, my God. Flashley's drawn a pickaxe.
You'll be swallowing rocks.
Cribbins has drawn a broom. I don't think
I'll
this is going to go well for
and
him.
Light a fire under you.
I've got a 4-0 wonk. What have you got? I've invested in my retirement.
I'm a hard worker and I know my worth.
You'll be dead before you're 15.
Oh my goodness. Okay, guys, come on. Settle. Now this is getting very, very nasty. I think I know a way that we can solve this. Okay? You both made intrigued noises, so I will continue speaking. I think that the only way we're going to be able to solve this is a good old-fashioned gentleman's duel.
Oi, Tom, do you want a job?
Oh, hey, Tom, welcome
Hi.
Back.
Hi, what do you mean?
Well, I'll pay you 20 grand to be my champion in this duel.
20 grand?
Tom, I wouldn't do it. Flatchley's got a pickaxe and you've got a... Yeah, but you've got a broom.
That's a lot of money from one small, dusty child.
I'll have you with my pickaxe.
Easy, Flashley.
Look how malnourished he is. You can have him. Just kick him really hard.
I'm scrawny.
Yeah, I reckon.
But I'm dangerous.
I reckon I could beat.
Oh, Tom. Okay.
Oh, dear. Go on then.
Flashley, are you okay with this? Are you okay with Tom being
here? Oh, yeah. I'll take his eyes out.
So okay. This isn't my first duel.
Oh, really?
So...
How many duels have you been in? God, you've lived.
How many eggs are there in a baker's dozen?
I think none, or maybe more, depending on how many ingredients the baker has used.
Okay, so I've been in that many duels.
Okay, great.
Please, you two haven't seen a slight bit of the world. A baker's dozen is 13. Christ!
Yeah,
go outside.
That's true for pastries.
I did go outside.
Yeah, you did. You got word on the street from that from that disco lady and her Southern California surfer dude friend. All right, look, Tom. All right. Are you really going to do this? Cribbins, do you have the money now?
Yeah, I got it in halfpennies, but I got it all in this big money sack.
Okay, that that is quite a big sack.
That is a heavy sack.
I don't even know how many halfpennies that is.
That's...
It's quite simple. You just do the math. £20,000. Yeah, so it's 2 million pennies. So it's 4 million halfpennies.
Wait a minute. These are pennies cut in two.
Oh, now come on, Cribbins. That's not fair play.
Am I going to have to glue these together?
I told you it's a lazy bastard.
Haven't you got kids on the way? You need this money.
It's too late,
Tom.
Can't
even give you proper pennies.
And you've agreed to the duel, I'm afraid.
Well, I've got nothing to do on Tuesday, so I'm going to have to glue them together. So.
Wow. Yeah. What a night that'll be. If you survive this. Okay, Flatchley, ready with your pick?
You ready?
You ready with your broom, Tom?
I've got a broom. Right, okay. Yeah,
you're representing the sweeps.
Let's go.
We'll do. All right. Traditional dueling rules.
All right.
I'm going to count to 10 and then you just fuck each other up. All right, here we go. 1, 2, 3.
I'll fucking have you.
10.
Fuck!
Oh, God, it's feral.
I'll get your guts out.
God, my intestines, they're all out on the floor. Riley.
Tom.
Help!
I don't want to die.
My friend, it's so too late for that.
I don't want to die.
Flatchley, you shouldn't have done that. And
what
Tom,
you mean? It's part of the jewel.
You shouldn't have done that.
I told you I'd have him.
He should have joined the union.
All right, that's all the time we have here on Radio Go. I want to thank our recently deceased producer, Tom. I want to thank Dusty Children, Flatchley and Cribbins. And I want to thank Harriet, Wilma, Richards, and Ashraf for no reason in particular. Thank you all for listening to Radio Go. Goodbye!